One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
So please be sure to use complete sentences in your question. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of bus tickets is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, the price of bucket ticket is $11. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho have many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side have many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies. Yes, you can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
You can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, I say you can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Great, thank you. Next one.
Manhattan have many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 15th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line, 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yeah, it's above the street level.
And High Line Park is about 5th Avenue, right?
Yeah, the High Line Park is above... the High Line Park is not above 5th Avenue. It's above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmark you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Hamilton, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Thank you. The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Oh, sorry.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
No, it's not the part of the Metropolitan. So, it is part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, it's located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents, the continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes run along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Thank you. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yeah, it contains North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains is not located in South America. It's located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the colors of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one side, one way, or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yeah, the solid line means that car cannot cross to the other another lane. No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyle in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yeah, wildlife is commonly found in rural areas. No, agriculture is the main income of the rural areas.